talking with Angela Caligari, currently a resident in Oak Park. Angela, thank you so much for doing this. First of all, tell us who's all over there and where exactly Oak Park is in relation to what's been going on since January the 7th.
I live here with my husband Massimo and my two kids, Chloe and James. Oak Park is located about 12 minutes west of Calabasas, which is just north of LA City, and about 20 minutes from Malibu. What? So we're up located in the Santa Monica Mountains.
And how long have you been a resident there?
We've been here for just over a year.
Let's preface, before January 7th, moving there, did you have any knowledge as a family that this could be a possibility based on geography there, or did you not know?
We knew coming in exactly where we were going. We had done our studies, and despite everything, we knew that it was the exact location we wanted to be. We're in a prime school district and ideal weather situation. Normally, you know, we rarely go to freezing, and it's beautiful sunny skies on most days, and it rarely rains. Unfortunately, there is a price you pay for living in beautiful weather where it rarely rains, and those are the dry conditions that sometimes spur up these fire situations.
Before we get to January 7th, what's the current status right now as far as where your residence is compared to the current wildfires that are still ongoing?
So the closest fire to us was the Kenneth Fire, and it was the one located around Hidden Hills, Calabasas, for which we were warned to evacuate. That one is completely contained. And I spoke to a friend of ours who's a firefighter, and he was saying that as of last night, we should be in the clear for everything because the Palisades Fire was still indeed burning, not fully contained. But we are most definitely in the clear because our wind advisory ended last night.
Take us through the first couple of days, January 7th, January 8th, January 9th in your family's life as news broke and as things started to progress.
We were at school, and I remember school ending and Chloe coming home saying, "My teacher says there's a fire happening." And that was the first time I heard. It was the Palisades Fire. It was quickly growing, and it was happening while we were in school. So we weren't being notified about this because it was quite a distance away. But as that day progressed, as you well know, there was one and it grew, then there was another and it grew, and it was just a snowball effect. The next day, we already did not go to school, and a lot of people had their power shut off. So when there are wind advisories, especially up where we live, it's preventative measure to turn off power. So we had friends that were without power for days. In the end, it was days they were without power. We were storing people's frozen food because where we were located, our grid was not shut off. Luckily, we had power the entire time. But to this day, there are people still without power.
I would assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, that your family's level of concern changed when you found out fire had broken out as the Kenneth Fire, because that was the closest fire to you, right?
Everything changed with the Kenneth Fire, because then, you know, we were like you. We were close, but watching from afar, watching everything on the news, and it wasn't really affecting us until the Kenneth Fire. Because just to give you a little background, a few years back in 2018, there was the Woolsey Fire that in the end burned over 100,000 acres. It started exactly where the Kenneth Fire started, and it quickly blew into Oak Park, and it ended up burning down houses in Oak Park. And that fire went on to burn all the way to Malibu. So everyone around us was having some PTSD. They weren't waiting for an order to evacuate. So when we got that warning to evacuate, we just looked out our window and all our neighbors were packing up, and we're like, okay, I think this is time. It's time for us to start preparing. And our neighbors were all saying, this is just like the Woolsey Fire. It started right there. It came right into Oak Park, and we did not get an order to evacuate, and everybody was kind of stuck. And that was a very, very scary situation back then. So we also prepared. It was a little crazy. My daughter was very upset as we were, you know, going around the house choosing, what are we going to take? What do we choose? And we really realized in that moment just how much we don't need and how much we didn't need to keep anymore. We kept our baby albums and photos that couldn't be replaced and old wedding photos and just three changes of clothes, the important documents, passports, computers with all our data. These were the things that we were packing, and everything stayed behind.
perfect segue. I was just going to ask you the definition of prepare, and you just told us exactly what you thought to pack and exactly what you did. Now, I've seen pictures. You've shared them with me. You're able to see other fires from a distance from your location, correct?
That is correct. So my daughter does gymnastics in Calabasas, and we are driving back and forth from there almost on a daily basis. And that plume of smoke from the Palisades fire was visible in the sky for days. We no longer see it anymore, but driving to Calabasas, and you know, it's very, very hilly. And once you get up on those hills, you can really see that fire. And my daughter from Calabasas, you know, she'd be calling me from the gym saying, I can see the fire. Is everything going to be okay? Yeah, that it was just a scary moment for us.
Just a couple of questions left. Talking with Angela Caligari, her family, she's from Strathroy. Her family living in Oak Park, which is right on the border of Ventura County and LA County. When you see, and I'm sure that you and your husband and the family have been watching TV, when you see pictures from the other areas and the devastation, what goes through your mind?
It's absolutely inconceivable. I know it's really going to hit home when I drive through those areas in person. These are places that we drive through on a regular basis. You know, Malibu being 20 minutes away, we go regularly. And, you know, our favorite restaurant burnt down, Moon Shadows. It was right there on the water. And these beautiful neighborhoods, the Palisades and the Pasadena, Altadena area, these are amazing, beautiful neighborhoods. And I don't think it's really, you know, we see what you see on TV and it's absolutely devastating, but I think it's really, really going to hit home when we see it in person.
Lots of help in the area, especially in the air, and being a Canadian as you are, north of the border. Canada bringing in some water air attack from Quebec and British Columbia and other provinces. Your thoughts on the Canadians coming to help you out down there?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It made me feel really proud. You know, they were really, really showing and patting the Canadians on the back down here. All over our media, everyone was praising Canadians for their assistance and their presence in aiding in the efforts of putting out these fires, and pretty proud to be Canadian in that moment.
Angela, I really appreciate your time talking about the experience your family has had in the last 8, 9, 10 days. Continue to stay safe down there and appreciate this. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris.